I like the way it's going down. Your boy Big Ray in the building. Hashtag Big Ray in the building right here. Media Pass. Georgia Fleet DJs. Before we continue with this, before we go on, just want to take this time to say condolences and rest in peace to DJ Big Chris, ATL's own DJ Big Chris. You may know him from U-Bar. I can't say he was just a resident DJ. He was a driving force within that company. I first met Chris when I first moved down here like 10 years ago, and I wasn't doing anything. I wasn't with the station. I wasn't hosting a lot of things. I just happened to be there, and we talked, and Chris was like, yo, Big Ray, all you got to do is just do your thing and get in where you fit in. And then he tried to put me up on one of those, the riding bulls. I was like, nah, I'm too fat for that. I'm not even, if I fall, I'm not getting back up. So, you know, rest in peace to Big Chris, DJ Tony Stone, Georgia Fleet DJs.
Most definitely, I have to pay my respects and my condolences. I knew Big Chris for a few years back. When I first met him, he was one of the DJs that had a great personality. In my opinion, he was one of the best DJs in ATL with a lot of versatility. So I'm definitely going to miss Big Chris.
And on that note, let's get started with the show. It's Media Pass, y'all. Make some noise. Let's go. Once again, let me introduce what Media Pass is. Media Pass reestablishes the union of artistry with DJing while giving our viewers direct access to the hottest upcoming talent in the music industry and established artists. Our goal is to provide a platform of sponsors collaborating through media, social media, radio, blogs, etc., to elevate artists, producers, and independent entrepreneurs to the next level, maximizing exposure. This is called Media Pass. We are Fleet DJs, Georgia Fleet DJs. I'm your host, Big Ray. Hashtag Big Ray, the building represent the People Station, V103, and Fly 935, the Big Ray Show. Man, listen, I got this word. I got the call, and it was like, Big Ray, change your plans. This is who you're interviewing. I was like, shut up. He was like, no. I was like, no, really, shut up. So I need y'all to put your hands together right now. Free bands, Little Donald.
Little.
Free bands.
Heavy.
What's up, kid? That's not my line.
I can't do that. They're my dog, man.
Can't do that. Shout out to my man Fort Knox in the building. What's up, bro?
First, let me clear something up. No more free bands.
No more
free bands.
Okay.
No
more. What happened to free bands?
Man, I just moved on. You know, I started my own label and built my own brand.
Let's talk about that. Talk about the label.
Oh, man, you know, like, labels is a situation. Some work, some don't, you know. You feel what I'm saying? Like, I learned a lot from bro. Bro molded me into a monster with the music.
Right.
You know, and business-wise, because it was a lot I didn't know going into the situation. So, it's like it molded me and built me into an artist and a business owner. So, now I own my own label, and I'm signed to myself. You feel me? And I own all my music.
And you know what? Now that you touched on it, that was one of the questions I had down the line. So the difference between major label and independence, okay, how much of a difference is that? You know what I'm saying?
Oh, it's a big difference because a label is like a machine. You feel what I'm saying? So when you do get to a label, it's a big machine. But you got to understand when you go to a major label, you have to work independently still. Like, they going to back what you get hot.
Right.
They're going to back what they see working. They're going to back what's moving. They're not just going to say, oh, you let us hear a song, we like it, we're going to put money behind it.
Right.
You got to get out here in the streets and work the record yourself. And then they come and say, hey, we got a bag for this.
Right.
We see you got a million plays. It's climbing the charts. You moving. So we want to be involved.
Right.
So you, like, it's just period. Whatever you do to get to that position, you got to keep doing.
So let's now take it to the beginning. I remember driving through Lawrenceville, you know what I'm saying, and the OG Greg Street, he was up on Greg Street show on V103, and he's like, Lil Donald, you know how Greg is.
Yeah.
Lil Donald, you don't deserve. I said, what is this, yo? And it was catchy, but the joint had a message to it, yo. Explain the whole process of Do Better?
Oh, man, Do Better was not even supposed to go out as a single. It wasn't supposed to be like my record to push. I actually just made the song for my homegirl.
Really?
Like, she was getting abused. She called me for advice. I was like her advice, you know, so I talked every day about what this dude doing to her. You feel what I'm saying? So it's like I ain't have no more words for her. So I made the record like, yo, this for you. Like, listen to this. I hope it help you. I ain't got no more words I could tell you about this situation. So, like, I gave her the song. I started seeing a change in her. And my homie Big Walt heard the song. He like, bro, this is a hit. Like, let's just put it out and see what it do. I was like, man, that's like, I don't want it. Like, I want to put some street music out.
Right.
But he talked me into it, so I go ahead and put it out. And it started touching women all across the world, like Africa, China, like it's everywhere, like
because it's like the song is an anthem. It's like a movement, you know, for saying for domestic abuse, and so now that the song is out, you know, how much responsibility? How much responsibility is that? It's not like you just put out, you know what I'm saying? We up in the club, we at the flame, which is good, but you put out a conscious song, not knowing that you did, but now you have to put it on your back.
It's like when I released the record, I knew what domestic violence was, but I didn't know how serious it was because my DM turned into like a mediation spot for a lot of people. So a lot of people came to my DM and expressed what they was going through. And it's like, man, I can't help everybody. What I supposed to do? Like,
right.
So it was just like I'd be up all night writing people back, talking to them about their situation.
I was responding
to like 150, 200 people a day.
Wow.
Almost like up, like no sleep, like eyes hurt because I'm typing. You know, right. Like I ain't going to sleep at 5, 6 in the morning responding to DMs. Like,
wow.
Because it was like that much on my heart to where it's just like, no, I. Trying to express their feelings, like I can't.
Right, right.
Yeah.
So now that this is out, you know what I'm saying? When you go to these different shows and these different cities and doing different stuff, you know, is there an expectation from Little Donald for these fans that purely know you from just this? I know you have a long discography, you know what I'm saying? But purely know you for this. Is there a certain type of like expectation, and is it hard to live up to that, you know what I'm saying? Because once again, you didn't mean this to be the single.
Yeah, like, it's not hard to live up to because it's me. Like, if it was just me putting out a record to get fame off of it, then it would be different. Like, this is who I am. I actually care. I actually feel this. I actually right. spoke this because it was on my heart. Like, so it's like, not like I gotta go out and fake or put on a facade when I'm out here. Like, I'm being myself.
Right.
And they know it's me. Like, they know it's genuine. And when something's genuine, you're not uncomfortable because it's you. You know, like, if you're going to an interview and you being yourself, you 9 times out of 10 going to get a job.
Right.
If they like you. But if you go in there trying to act like this, then...
It's not real.
It ain't going to work.
In the mortal words of Fat Joe, he's all right, but he's not real. Okay,
yeah.
Anyway, got to take it back. So let's take it back a little bit. You're originally from the ATL?
Oh, yeah, Eastside, Gresham Road.
Eastside where?
Gresham Road.
Oh, Gresham Road. Okay, yeah. I know about Gresham Road. Look at that in the back like, that ride shut, that ride. So let's start off. How'd you get your start? Like, what was the beginning?
I was writing poetry at first. Like, that
really?
Was my thing. Like, growing up, I always wrote poetry. But what made me start doing music is my mama was on drugs real bad. So I heard, like, Tupac, Dear Mama, and it was like, man, like, it's real. You feel what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, my mama on drugs, too. Like, so I was like, dang, I can rap like he rapping and express my feelings to everybody else and give them something to relate to. Because I know it's stuff that I'm going through that I can say, and people will be like, oh, man, that's real.
Right.
So it's like I always been that rap about my pain, rap about my struggle, rap about what's going on in the world other than cars, money, and clothes, because I ain't have none of that
right.
growing up.
So, you know, and you talk about your mother being on drugs. With that, how did that impact you just on a long run, just from now? You know what I'm saying? Like, how's your mother doing right now?
Oh, yeah, she good.
You good. Know,
she
God good. Bless her. God bless her. One time for her. Make some noise, y'all. One time. Because recovery is a struggle by itself.
Oh, man, she just, like, cold turkey quit because our relationship was at stake. So it wasn't, like, no rehab, no none of that. Like, I watched her go through the withdrawal. And,
right.
Like,
oh, wow.
You feel what I'm
right.
saying? Yeah, so. But it was just, like, it took an effect on me from school. Like, I was fighting every day. Like, you couldn't say a mama joke without getting punched in your face. You feel what I'm saying? Like, it was like.
Your
could,
mama.
Yeah, bro, we could joke. Do we could, you could talk about my shoes. You could talk about my clothes. You say mama.
Wow.
And all bets off. Like, we hint. You feel me? Like,
yeah,
so
yeah.
It was a lot of fighting. It was a lot of stress because it's like she was there 1 minute, gone for the next 6 months. And
wow.
You're like, dang, my mama was just here. Where'd she go? You feel me? You don't see her for 6 months. And then she popped back up.
Wow. That's some real stuff for you, B. So, in the career of Lil Donald, you know what I'm saying? You got the new singles out, right?
Oh yeah, I got You Know What the F Going On, and I got Say It Twice. So I got two new singles.
Talk to me about Say It Twice. I know you was explaining it to me over there.
Say It Twice. Say It Twice is like the song, just like it's the lingo. So you might be like, you telling your boy like, "Well, shout it fine." He like, all right, cool. But you like, no, boy, she fine.
Right,
like,
right.
You say like you know how people say the word twice just to let you know they
so
see
it's
it.
Like, so the other day I went to the dealership. I'm trying to cop this Audi A8. And I sold my car.
Yeah,
okay.
Like,
see,
that's
I get
it
now.
You feel me? So
okay.
It's just like it's the lingo. Like, man, like she thick. Like, she ain't just thick. She. It, you feel me? You got to add another one.
I love
let,
it.
To emphasize what it really is.
I love it. Because
it ain't just that. It's bigger than that.
So now with the new... So here's a different question. With the new single out, okay, and then, you know, piggybacking off of...
Do Better.
Sorry. Piggybacking off of Do Better, are people like, hey, how come... Or what about, you know, something... You know, more conscious or, you know.
See, after I dropped Do Better, I put out a record called Suicide, like right after.
Talk to me about that.
Yeah, so Suicide is, I made the song because my nephew committed suicide.
Mm.
You know, like, so that was like a hard part of my life. So I felt like, man, if I could save somebody else from going through this experience of what I'm feeling. Because, like, when he hit me, when he was ready to commit suicide, I was just like, man, it's life, man. Get over it. You're going to be all right. Tough love. Mm. But that's what we trained to give. I grew up off tough love. So it was like, oh, man, you'll be all right. Oh, you hit your knee, man. Get up. Brush it off.
Wow.
You know, sometimes you got to just stop, listen,
right,
and care. You feel what I'm saying?
Right.
But we wasn't raised like that. So if you wasn't raised like that, you're not going to do it. So it's just like I tried to put that out there and let people know, like, hey, man, listen sometimes. Wow. Like, just call your people every now and then, rant. How you doing? You all right? You take them out to eat, grab.
Right.
How the kids doing? Like, just something. Because people will live and keep their problems to themselves because they're embarrassed about what
and, you
it
know,
is.
That's a huge problem we have here within the Black community, especially with mental health, and especially us being men, is that we keep it in us because it's either shake it off, we going to be all right, don't let them see us, you know, cry
exactly.
Or be emotional, you know, which is all fine and dandy. But just like you said, if you're going through something, you gotta reach out. And the person that you're reaching out to has to listen.
Yeah.
And then just and embrace. Because sometimes you don't even want questions to be answered. Just listen.
Yeah.
I
like,
feel you.
Some people made it not, like, society made it not cool to speak on your problems. And that's a real issue. Because it's like, when you tell people, like, hey, man, get you some help, get you some therapy, they look at it like, bro, you trying me. I ain't crazy.
Right.
I ain't slow. Ain't nothing. But it can help.
Yeah.
You feel what I'm saying? Like, so it's just like, man, I just wanted to put that out there and just try to at least save a life. Since I couldn't save my nephew's life, like, maybe I can save somebody else's life.
Right.
You feel me?
So let's talk about the album. You know what I'm saying? When will the album drop?
I don't got a guaranteed date because it's like 400 songs that I got recorded.
Ooh.
So it's just like
you like Michael Jackson.
Yeah, like
you got
like
stuff still coming
out.
Yeah,
we like in debate of like which songs. Like it's just like a process for my whole team. So it's like we struggling back and forth. Like, everybody got their favorite records, and everybody like, I want this on the album. So it's just like we just in the picking process. And, you know, the name of the album is going to be No Love Lost, though. Like, right. We do have the name No Love Lost.
Well, here's what I want you to do. I want, with this time for the album picking process, have a listening party, have Fleet DJs, have Georgia Fleet DJs in the building. One time.
Say
for
no
that
more.
Show.
Say
one time.
No, for man. That we with that. Because that's what all my OG Tony, you know, he was saying that. He was like, we just got to do a listening party.
Yeah.
Pick like 30 songs or 15 songs and just let people choose.
Yeah. That's kind of dope. So. Within and now I want you to give some advice to these up and coming people, these up and coming artists. What is the best way? Because the record company, everybody wants a deal. Okay, fine. The record company's not going to pay you off the album. Let's be real. You're not going to get all that money. What's the best way to get your money while trying to get all your projects together, trying to get everything together?
Man, like, you got to take advantage of TuneCore and all these sites like Spotify, right. YouTube, like all these sites that pay, you know, they probably don't pay as much. But if you run them numbers up, if you get out here and grind and get your numbers up,
right.
Numbers matter. If you do the numbers, like, everything else gonna fall in place.
Right.
Like, you say you get 25, 30 million plays, you just made you some money.
Right.
You feel
right.
What I'm saying?
Right.
So it's just like, you just gotta get out here and grind. Like, I'm a solidified artist, and I still go in a bar or a restaurant, and whoever my waitress is or whoever the hostess is, the bartender, I'm like, hey, can you check out my song? And they be nice. Like, what's your song? And I be like, Do Better by Lil Dog.
They don't believe
they
me.
They be like, why you capping? That ain't you. Like, I'd be like,
they be looking up on Instagram. Let me look
it. And then they go look it up, and they him. Run over there to the table like, it is, you got to get a piece. So it just be like, I'm always trying to. My name in people's mouth,
right.
And put myself in people's eyes, because a lot of us on the internet, and we hear a song, but we never seen the person.
Right.
So, like, if we hear it on the radio and we like it, we don't know what you look like.
Right.
So it's like, I always introduce myself over and over. Like, I always introduce myself.
So
I met P from QC, and I walked up to him, and I was like, hey, bro, I'm Lil Don. He said, man, right. I know who you is. And I'm like, it's just me.
Peak of people.
Yeah, yeah, like, I'm just always introducing myself.
So, last question. What's next? What's next for Lil Donald, Joe? What's on the horizon?
Oh, man.
Outside of music.
Okay.
Outside of music. Because this is what we do, you know. See, but what's the retirement plan?
I got real OGs and bosses around me. So, it's just like, everybody around me is like, they give me advice. So it's like, I'm about to open restaurants, I'm about to like put out businesses and, you know, start signing my own artists. Like,
yes.
I got a lot going on outside of rap, like building companies and brands, you know, owning properties. Like, that's what I'm gonna do with my brand.
Right.
Like, you see, I ain't got no chain. I could have been about 10 chain.
Man, yeah. Listen, that's, let me know when the restaurant get open. Yeah,
yeah, definitely. It's on the way.
You got a customer in me, boy. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, once again, it is a pleasure. Once again, it's a pleasure meeting you. Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together. Lil Donald.
Lil Donald.
You don't deserve it. Go ahead, say it. Go ahead, say it. Go ahead, say it.
You don't deserve it. Lil Donald.
Yeah. 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 Lil Donald. Yeah. Yeah.
Hoes, I wanna fight.
Yeah.
Girl, you missing, miss. Niggas ain't having no paper.
No paper.
Oh, you scratch. Mad cause I don't get money.
Cash.
Oh, you jelly.
Oh, you jelly.
Flex on all them folk.
Flex on.
Petty. You need to hold some money again. Oh, you broke, bro.
You broke?
Oh, you smoking gelato. Oh, you smoke.
Oh,
he fronting you the weed.
Right.
So you cap.
Oh, you cap.
So they book you for show.
Oh, yeah.
Like you rap.
You rap.
Oh, she do it with no hand.
Oh.
She a freak.
A freak.
Oh, 50 of y'all.
Yeah.
So y'all was deep.
Y'all was deep.
Oh, you ain't know I was deep five.
Nah.
You was sleep.
You was sleep.
217 produced this. Oh, he make beats.
Oh.
Racks in both my pockets. I got racks. Down shot to
fine.
Oh, she a snack. Everybody know who you will.
Everybody.
You got fame. Pillow talking about a nigga.
What? Oh, you lame, lame. These hoes all wanna fight. Yeah. Girl, you missing, missing. Niggas ain't having no paper. Oh, you scratchy, scratchy. Mad cause don't get money. Kay. Oh, you jelly, jelly. Oh, you jelly. Flex on all them folk.
Flex on.
These hoes all wanna fight.
Yeah.
Girl, you missing, missing. Missin'. Niggas ain't having no paper.
No paper.
Oh, you scratchy, scratchy. Mad cause don't get money.
Kay.
Oh, you jelly, jelly.
Oh, jelly.
Flex on all them folk.
Flex on.
Oh, your booty ain't matching your thigh.
What?
You got surgery,
surgery.
Oh, he locked up for breaking in house.
He
do burglary, burglary. Oh, she love every nigga with
every
money.
Nigga.
She thirsty, thirsty,
thirsty.
Oh, he pull up and serve grams.
Huh?
So he working, working.
He work.
His name in the paperwork.
What?
So he snitch, snitch,
snitch.
Oh, he own all them cars.
Huh?
So he rich, rich. Oh, those shoes 1200.
12.
You fresh, fresh.
Fresh.
You got that ass from your mama.
Ooh.
You blessed, blessed. Racks in both my pockets.
Rats.
I'm having, having. Hear your hoe every night.
Him.
I'm daddy, daddy.
I'm
so you don't talk to nobody.
Nobody.
You single, single.
You single.
Oh, you packing all your stuff.
Okay.
So you leaving, leaving. These hoes, I wanna fight.
Yeah.
Girl, you missing, missing.
Missin'.
Niggas ain't having no paper.
No paper.
Oh, you scratchy, scratchy.
Oh,
mad cause don't get money.
Kay.
Oh, you jelly, jelly.
Oh, you jelly.
Flex on all them folk.
Flex on.
These hoes, I wanna fight.
Yeah.
Girl, you missing, missing.
Missin'.
Niggas ain't having no paper.
No paper.
Oh, you scratchy, scratchy.
Oh,
mad cause don't get money.
Kay.
Oh, you jelly, jelly.
Oh, you jelly.
Flex on all them folk.
Flex on.
Everybody in the building, what's good? It's your man Fort Knox, live and direct. Now I mean, Fleet DJs Georgia, we in the building with the media pass. It's about to get even crazier. Shout outs once again to Lil Donald. Now I'm saying, Marston the game. About to bring up another titan. You know what I mean? Crushing the scene right now. Everybody in the building, make some noise for one. Play!
What's up with it?
Understand, family. Yo, good to see you, brother.
See you too.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, been a long time. You here now? What's happening?
Yes, 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 yes. Yo, watch this. Watch this. Let's take it from the beginning. What started you off on this musical path?
What really like started me off, I used to be a DJ, and I DJ for the artist Day Day, who had the What You Mean record. Got a family to feed, So I used to DJ at Club Liqueur, man. I was lit. I mean, I had made my name as a DJ, and then seen the whole path as becoming an artist and all that. So then I turned up when it was my turn, you know.
And what's crazy is I remember that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I remember.
Yeah.
Now, I mean, yo.
Yeah.
Y'all got to understand this history right here. It's going down. It's going down.
Yeah.
But, yo, let's build off of that. Let's build off of that.
Okay.
Seeing now you being an official artist, what's the difference you feel as far as the transition from DJ to artist? Like, yo, what's that vibe like?
I mean, the vibe is definitely a major transition because, you know, you being a DJ, you know what I mean, for the most part, you're in the background. You know what I mean? You're just handling your business in the back. But being front and center is a whole different ballgame. You know what I mean? Because everybody looking at you. These your words that these people, you know what I mean, listening to. These ain't your partner words that you DJing for. Like, these your words. So, I mean, it's a whole different vibe, whole different feel. And I just like the fact that, you know what I mean, people accepting me. Yeah, I mean, am I brand of music.
So yo, watch this. Were you writing even as a DJ? Were you rhyming back then?
I mean, honestly, I was an artist before I was a DJ. But like back then, it wasn't really like I ain't scared to admit that it wasn't my era back then. I just felt like I wasn't ready for it. So I had to see the whole process, see the grind, actually put myself, you know what I mean, in a position of, you know what I mean, like progressing, you know what I mean, being something different. But also, you know what I mean, bringing my own organic flavor to it. So, yeah, I mean, I just crafted myself and just built it. I really feel like it's a blessing that I was able to see the game before I actually was put in that position to do something, you know.
So being a DJ actually prepared you for
real. And then also built the relationships. Because as a DJ, like, I met so many people that I need now as far as DJs. Like, I'm pushing my own music, so it's just phone call away now. You feel me?
It's crazy.
Hey, man, it's a plan. It's a process. You got to work. You got to work it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
DJs is the everything. Ain't nowhere around it.
Now, real talk. Now, watch this. I'm also a member of Commission.
You did?
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And you know that's family as well. Shout out to Showtime in the building. I Showtime. See you.
My personal DJ Showtime. What's up, brother?
Big ups.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yo, so it's a family affair across the board.
Yeah. Yo,
how did that connection come about?
Well, the connection with me and Showtime, like, you know what I mean, we were DJing together. And we was in, you know what I mean, same club Liqueur. And I told, like, my words, I told my brother, like, hey, bro. Like, I'm finna start doing music, bro. And you like, what you want to do? Like, you for real or you playing? Man, I went on here to sit that record to an email. Like, he was like, you for real? You trying to rap? You feel me? So it just went from there. And bro believed in me from day one. So the music just kept building. And, I mean, I salute my dog. He, you know what I mean, linked me up with DJ Holiday. You know what I mean? Holiday start, you know what I mean, turned me on to a different situation. And it just grew from there.
Yo. Now watch this. Take us to that situation. You know, you got to elaborate for the people, my brother. Yeah. Stop playing with me.
Yeah.
Yo.
Legendary. I mean, the legendary. You know what I mean? DJ Holiday. I mean, bro, major artist. I mean, like I said, he took me under his wing. I mean, he seen something in me. So, like, it really hit me when I did Street Fest. And that was, like, the first time I ever heard that many people rapping my song in life. So, like, for, you know what I mean, me being a DJ turned artist, like, wanted to be an artist since I was a kid till now I got this Reno folks rapping my, man, what? At heart.
I'm going to tell you something because I wasn't able to make it to Street Fest, but I was catching your post.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Not just from Street Fest, but yo, watch this. Watch how you was posting. You know what I'm saying? Yo, people dancing to it, turning up to your record like, yo, what's popping, yo?
Yeah, man, it's a crazy feeling, bro. Like, people I don't know from a can of paint just lit, you know what I mean, sending me video or rapping my song work. It's crazy, bro. Like, it's hard for me to really explain it to you. It just made me want to keep going. Motivation.
I'm going to tell you something. The people going to think that we vague right now.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, Let's go into that song. Okay. Now I'm saying, because we haven't mentioned the title yet, but we about to right now. NASCAR.
Made a pissed off at your... Nah, for real. Facts.
Word. Yeah. Yo, what was your mentality behind creating that record?
Man, it was just... I know for a fact that I wanted my first record I came out with to be a banger. I wanted it to be turned up. I wanted the vibe to be crazy. Even if you couldn't all the way relate to it, I wanted the vibe of this song to make you want to turn up either way. So, I just went in the studio and just as soon as I came up with NASCAR, like, it just was history after that. Made a pissed off bitch out. Just went from there and it just, like, bro, I'm talking about, the people, like, they went crazy for it, bro. Like, the youngins, they lit, they dancing to it. The females, they twerking to it. Everybody was showing love.
Yo, real talk, because the record is crazy. The video is crazy.
Yeah. You see, I had to bring the real NASCAR out, too. Yeah, one time. Lit, man.
Yo, you ain't pull out the real NASCAR. Yo, real. Son, stop playing with me.
Look, the steering wheel came off and everything. I had to take out the steering wheel to get it on one time. Like, yeah.
Yo, it's vibes right now. Yo. It's vibes. So you watch this. Yo, that's on Smash. All right. Yo, what's coming up next? What's the build up?
Well, I got another second single that's been going crazy in the club. It's called Lit Like That. It's like a female twerk record, you know what I mean? Going crazy. I dropped a project called You Know What The Going On, you know what I mean? Dropped it probably like a couple months ago. And they're going crazy. Then I got another project finna drop in October. So we lit, man.
Ooh.
And it's bangers. Top to bottom.
What?
The first track to the last one.
Working.
Facts.
So wait a minute now. Your situation, is it totally independent? Do you have a company backing you? Like, what's popping?
Well, locked in with commission. A lot of people get it confused because they think commission DJs and the commission records is two, like, the same people, but they're actually two different people. But they just so happen to work together. So, yeah, I'm with Commission Music, and like I said, they put me in a dope position. You know what I mean? Got my music heard in places I never think I'd be heard at. Like, people hear me up from overseas. Like, it's dope. Like, I appreciate them too, Commission Music. Shout out the whole Commission team.
Love. So now, yo, these projects coming up, I mean, let's take it back, because you mentioned singles, but then you mentioned a project.
Oh, yeah. Got a project, you know, it's out right now on all platforms. A dope project, man. On my first official project out. Anybody who listens to it, they, you know what I mean, tell me it don't sound like my first time, which I appreciate that love too, you know, just for getting that feedback and, you know what I mean, knowing what direction to go for my next one. But, yo, the first one, I think my favorite song on there ran off. That got to be like the intro. Shout out Bigger Ranking for doing that intro to me too. Lit, man.
Hey, yo, real quick, shout outs to the OG Bigger Ranking as well. God bless. Glad you, you know what I'm saying, up and up and better. You know what I mean?
Yes, sir.
Got that health right.
Glad.
Yo, but speaking of him again, like, yo, you got a monster, you know what I'm saying, on the project with you, like, Holiday, like, yo, this one, that, yo, B, you link with all these individuals, like, what's the genesis of that? Is it your relationships? Is it on the commission side? Is it a combination of both? Like, what's good?
It's more of, like, it just, like, made sense to a lot of people, because it ain't like I was pitching BS music. Like, my music was actually dope. And they was like, from you being a DJ, you actually got some dope music. Like, not even capping me down with it. Like, telling me the real deal. So, I'm like, okay. You know what I mean? If they saying it, then it got to be something. So, I think it's more of, like, the music, and it's more of everybody in their relationships. Because if the music wasn't there, there couldn't be no way I could just say, Holiday, I need you to bag this. Like, there's no way I could been to put in a sit position with commission music. Like, I had to sit with them folks and play them folks a lot of music for them to believe. And they was really sold off the second song. So, I'm lit, man. I'm just trying to keep that going and just stay as humble as possible, brother. That's all I can do.
Yo, big ups, family.
Yes, sir.
Now, I mean, so, yo, having journeyed this far, now, I mean, in closing, yo, what advice would you give to an up-and-coming artist or DJ, you know what I'm saying, in the game, from your experience?
My experience is be consistent and don't get discouraged when it don't happen in the time frame you think it's going to happen in. Like, you got to put in the work. Like, to be for real, I would have thought with my relationships, I'd be the biggest thing in America right now. But at the end of the day, like, it's so much of the world you got to touch. But you can't do that in just one day. Like, you got to put in the footwork, bro. Like, and you have to, like, I repeat, you got to respect the DJ. Like, it ain't nobody out here who gonna, like, really make these folks believe in your music. If you got a DJ playing this song, your song in this club, and you got a DJ playing your song in that club, it's like, what, 3-4 clubs in this plaza? You got to have the whole plaza on lock. You got to have the relationship with every DJ in there. It's like, bro, it's like these, not only is they, I mean, playing your music, but, like, they're helping your brand. So you got to, like, really, like, get these folks the respect they deserve, because without them, your music ain't finna get played. It's DJs on the radio. DJs are everywhere music is being played. So you got to respect these folks, just point blank period. And that's just for me, not even being a DJ before, but that's just common sense, really. You got to look at the game. The DJ's been winning.
Real talk. Yo, you just got jewelry from my brother. Give it up right now for Wayne
Play. Yeah. Appreciate that.
Hey, yo, real quick, yo, social media, how could they stay in contact with you?
Yeah, you can follow me on Instagram at OnePlay, the number one, PLAYY2Y's at the end. Follow me on Twitter at the same thing. Yeah, and just keep, I mean, look out for me. Project's coming soon, October, called Making Plays. So we lit, man, we lit.
Yo, everybody pay attention. One more time, give it up for OnePlay.
Appreciate that, boy. Appreciate that, brother. Thud it. Oh, yeah, that's that new singer right there, too. You did.
We got y'all covered. Come on.
Thud that shit back. Yeah. Thud that shit. Flea DJ. Thud that shit back. Thud that shit back. Thud that shit back. Thud that shit back. Keep doing that shit right there. Keep doing that shit right there. Keep doing that shit right there. Big racks, won't get your hoe back. Oh, she lit like that. Oh, she lit like that. Throw that shit back. Throw that shit back. Throw that shit back. Throw that shit back. Summer on the spring, I can make them panties fall. I'm up with a witch, or she be pecking on my law. You know they be big facts, and you know I'm far from small. Yin Yang twins and Lil Jon from the 10 to the wall. Big plan emoji to your bitch, I know she ready for it. You don't suck no dick, this shit no deal, cause that shit mandatory. Call a nigga Dex the way I whip up in the laboratory. Don't compare me to your nigga, he ain't in my category. No, it's not my birthday, but I want some of that cake. Understand, just because we fuck don't mean we date. Anytime I pull up, she get wetter than a lake. Kick it to the curb when I feel like I need space. Throw that shit back. Throw that shit back. Throw that shit back. Throw that shit back. Keep doing that shit right there. 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 Big racks, won't get your hoe back. When she lit like that.
Pegasus Lounge, and I'm going to bring my homeboy's very own Atlanta, born and raised, Chosen. Give it up for Chosen, y'all.
Yo. What it do?
What's going on, boo? How you doing?
Shit, grinding.
Hey, I be seeing you, baby. You be on the ground getting it.
Got to, man. I can't stop. Got to keep moving your feet.
And you've been in the game for a very long time. You got started at a very young age.
Definitely right about that.
Yeah, so what drove you into just saying, you know what, I'm just gonna leave the street life alone and go straight into the music game? All right, we gonna backtrack that up. Cause let me tell you something, we sit down, we talk about everything. You can tell whatever you want to, but look, we gonna say we went straight to the music game.
Yeah, you're right. Nah.
What the hell?
I seen my mom do it 8 years in the feds, and I was like, you know what I'm saying? I gotta do something different, so. I chose to do, you know what I mean? So
yeah, and I see you be getting to the money because you be weighing it up on bread machines and You got old school cars. What kind of old schools you got?
Shit, I sold both of them. I had a 73 Cutlass S, and then I sold a 1969 Buick Wildcat.
What?
That was fully restored. I couldn't have all of them sitting in my driveway like that. It was bringing too much attention.
That's right. We got to keep it low key. So I was at your mixtape release party you had for Candyland, and the singer is crazy. So tell us a little bit about that.
Shit, you know, I took almost a whole year to make that tape because I wanted to make sure that I gave everybody, you know, really good music, something that was different, you know. So I wanted to make sure every record that was on that tape I liked. Mm-hmm. You know, because a lot of times you get a tape and you listen to it and you're like, okay, I want to hear number two. I'm going to skip number six. And you don't even pay attention because if you don't like it within the first few seconds, you're going to skip it. So I want to make sure every record on that tape, they're going to be like, oh, this shit hard. Let me hear this shit hard. So, you know, I took almost a whole year to make that tape. And shit, Candyman, people still talking about Candyman. And I'm already about to drop a new project.
I know. I seen that. You have something come October the 1st.
Yeah, I just shot the video this weekend for 7 Digit Up, which is my entertainment company. So, you know, it only made sense for me to do the record. You know, my producers, my engineers are like, bruh, you got to do a 7 Digit Up record. You know what I'm saying? So I was like, man, let's go ahead and do it. So I did the record and the video, dope. But it's coming October 1st. I'm telling you right now, the video was hard.
Yeah, I seen. You can see a snippet of that on IG. It is crazy. So what's the theory behind 7 Digits Up? What's the meaning behind that?
7 Digits Up. You know what I mean? It's really, really all the music is really street music. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
when you come from a certain life and you live in that life, like, I'm not about to rap about shit that I don't know nothing about. You know what I mean? Hopefully I can rap about some different shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, Hollywood Hills and all this other shit they be talking about. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm working towards. But right now, I'm just going to keep rapping about what it is I know. You know what I mean? Because people are going to feel it when it's real.
That's
so
right.
The 7 Digit Up record was really, really just about that. You know what I mean? It's just letting people know, like, just because I got money, I'm still in a lot of position that a lot of other people are in. Like, it don't mean nothing when you got money and you're in the street, because it could be taken from you at any second.
That's right. So you were born and raised right here in Atlanta. So how do you feel the music industry has changed throughout the years?
I mean, it's changed, you know what I mean? But I think it's for the better. I mean, you can't have something that's repetitive and expect everybody to continually like it. You know, that's like eating steak every single night for 3 weeks straight. Eventually, it might be steak, but you're going to get tired of it. You know what I'm saying? You're going to want something different. So, you know, I think it's just part of the culture. You know, as people get, you know, new generations come in, the music's going to change. And I kind of like to see it, regardless of what everybody else says, because at the end of the day, that's them. You know what I mean? They speaking how they want to speak, and they trying to show people and get attention on, you know, what it is they do, so.
True. You were right with that. So on your new projects, who are you working with? What's some of the producers you're working with?
Well, you know, I got ATL Jacob. I got Everybody Knows Stroud. I got Sauce Lord Rich.
Hey.
I got a couple big features that I'm not going
to. Oh, you're going to keep them under wrap? We got to wait on them?
I'm not going to mention. Right. I'll tell you one of them.
Okay.
Nah, I ain't going to do it.
Why you going to do me like that?
I can't do it. But just believe me, you ain't going to expect it. You're going to be like, okay. Because it's based on what you was just talking about just a second ago.
Oh, all right, y'all. So what date does that drop so we can be on the look for it?
Say that again.
What date does the project drop?
Well, I'm actually doing singles right now. So I'm going to drop it as a collective EP when it's done. Mm-hmm. But I'm going to drop it as singles. And then after I drop the singles, then I'm going to drop it as an entire EP. I'm going to do it single, and then boom, EP.
Okay. And I know that you're like a perfectionist when it comes to your music and your craft. So what are some of the things you do in the studio just to get your mind right and get in the vibe and kind of, you know, go on and knock some singles out?
It's really important that whoever is engineering or producing your records, that you have built a relationship with them. You can't do good music and make good music if you aren't all the way you and comfortable in the studio. So it's really important to me that I know the engineer I'm working with, mm-hmm. and that I'm comfortable with them. Because I don't even write my music. I go in the booth and I just record, and then I punch and punch and punch. And so, you know, it's important to me that that person gives me feedback. It's like, nah, that ain't it. You know what I mean? Or, and when I listen to the beat, it's a no-go until I stand up. Mm-hmm. If they play in the beats for me and I stand up, it's the one.
All right, all right. Giving a single on the hits. So right now, you already said you had some people that you were working with. So is there anybody in Atlanta right now that's going hard that you want to collab with that you just haven't been able to reach out to, or you can see one of your projects, you know, you collab, maybe doing a remix or something too?
I want to work with everybody because I can get on anything. It don't matter what it is. I don't care if you give me a pop artist. Mm-hmm. You can give me a country artist. I'm going to jump on it. That shit going to slam.
Hey.
Period. That's what I do. You know what I mean? Like, if I didn't consider myself one of the best rappers in Atlanta, I would not be doing music. Period.
All right. You got any advice for any of the young cats coming up in the city?
Shit, my advice is keep your feet moving. You know what I mean?
Hey, don't get
that. That's it. As long as you keep your feet moving and you don't stop, something's going to happen. You know what I mean? But no matter, it don't matter what, it don't even matter if it's the music, no matter what it is, as long as you keep your feet moving and you writing down these goals and you knocking these goals out, you're going to succeed because you're knocking them off the list. That's what I do.
All right. Straight from the perfectionist right here, giving y'all number jewels and golden tips. So how can they get in contact with you if they need to get in contact with you? Features or booking you for shows or anything?
I mean, it's all on my social media. You can go to creativemusicentertainment.com, go on my website. You can get a hold of me there. You can go on any of my social media at Chosen Lyrics and the number one. You can contact me, my phone number there, my email there. It don't matter how many followers I got. It don't matter. It's always going to be there. I'm willing to work with anybody that's got good music or is actually doing something. You know what I mean? And like I heard the other people saying, you know what I mean? It's the DJs. You cannot make it in this business if the DJs are not playing your music. It is about the people. People don't understand that. These fans are the one that get you where you're going. And you can't get to the fans if you don't fuck with the DJs. And you can't expect DJs just to do shit for free. You know what I mean? So, man, pay up. You get what you, you know what I'm saying? You get what you pay for. And if you ain't willing to pay up, get the fuck out this industry.
That's right. And another thing I do like about you, your marketing game is crazy. Like, do you come up with all those ideas? Do you have a team that you work with?
I ain't gonna lie to you. I do all that shit myself.
Shit is crazy. Like, all you be going it. In when it comes to marketing.
But, you know, I there's a lot of people that I know everybody in Atlanta. So I work with a lot of people. But a lot of the stuff I do myself, you know what I mean? Because I'm the type of person, if I start working with you, you're with my team. Mm-hmm. And my team, when that money come in from the music side, that's my team. That's my circle. At that point, it's important that if I'm working with you, that you understand that and that you're willing to work just as hard as I am. You're willing to get up and put your time into what I'm doing, that you believe in me. Because I got money, but that don't mean shit to me. That you know what I mean? I can just pay you. I want to know that you believe in what I'm doing. So,
I love you sitting up here dropping all this good knowledge and jewels and just spreading all the love to us. We want to thank you for sitting down with us on the Media Pass show, always family. And I'm going to let you go ahead and introduce your single.
You already know, man. It's love. Fleet DJs, fuck with me. I appreciate everything that y'all do, man, for real. I ain't never going to forget that. And we about to go ahead and get into plug money. This going to be the number one single right here, and I'm telling you right now, this is go hard.
Lot of plugs, lot of money. You see? I hear a lot of car talk, nigga. We in the streets. Then don't get good out the ball.
Adderall geek that no-dough. Trapping in the lack out the back door. 10 on the window, no photos. License I'ma kill for a popo. I'm in the Ville for real. Big boy sack, no Play-Doh. 4-4-6, no Draco. Hit it 2 times and lay low. Drug money, drug money, drug money, plug money. I got the pills for real. I got the deals for real. Drug money, drug money, drug money, plug money. I make him seal for real. Yeah, I'm from the Ville for real. Yeah.
If I ever lose a plug with the doctor, bitch, I'm back in the kitchen. Whip it, whipping up the lowest ticket. I have it so far, I'm finished. Yeah, drug money got me motivated. Started selling pills cause I'm innovative. Check my bag, I've been in it lately. Diamond logos on my neck. Adderall on my breath.
Got a private on a jet. She reached for my dick and came up with a 30. She was looking scared to death. Touchdown and it's back to the trap. I just need some bottles and some rental wrap. I keep a lawyer for the men in black.
Something to build for real.
Adderall geek that no dough. Trapping in the lack out the back door. 10 on the window, no photos. Lights I'ma kill for a popo. I'm in the Ville for real. Big boy sack, no Play-Doh. 446, no Draco. Hit it 2 times and lay low. Drug money, drug money, drug money, plug money. I got the pills for real. I got the deals for real. Drug money, drug money, drug money, plug money. I make him seal for real. Yeah, I'm from the Ville for real. Yeah. So addicted to the drug money, like a fiend need a Roxy. Watch me like the feds and the ops be trying to figure how to stop me. Fuck, I'm busting like a shooting range. Just the problems at the moolah brain.
Hello,
Kenneman, Kenny,
I'm on my way, I'm just
running. I'm on
late.
The way. They snoring pills off the plate. Money counting 10 a day. They thinking that house is abandoned, but the kitchen renovated. Blowing pressure on a rag. No pigs, I still I'm a lake. This white boy be dripping in diamonds and fashion. Adderall geek that no dough. Trapping in the lack out the back door. 10 on the window, no photos. Lights I'ma kill for a popo. I'm in the Ville for real. Big boy sack, no Play-Doh. 446, no Draco. Hit it 2 times and lay low. Drug money, drug money, drug money, plug money. I got the pills for real. I got the deals for real. Drug money, drug money, drug money, plug money. I make him seal for real. Yeah. I'm from the Ville for real. Yeah. Drug money, drug money, drug money, plug money.
So up next we have an artist named Cartier the Threat coming from Ohio. Yeah. Woo! What's up? What's up? How you doing?
I'm doing all right.
I'm doing all right. Okay, so you from Ohio. I'm from Ohio. What part of Ohio are you from?
Columbus. I was born up there, but I was raised down here in Atlanta.
So oh, okay.
I mean, I've been down here since I was like 3.
Oh, 3. So you from Atlanta for real?
Yeah,
for
basically.
You right here. All right. So, question. How important do you feel like social media is to the industry and what you do right now?
I think it's very important because it reaches certain people that you just really can't reach face to face, you know. So.
Right. I agree. So, where part of Atlanta are you? Were you raised in?
Really, I mean, like the South Side area, East Point. Like, I went to school, like, Woodland Middle School, then, you know, went to high school, like, Cobb County, like, up there, Austell, by, like, Six Flags okay. Drive. Yeah.
Okay. So, since you've been doing music, like, who have you worked with?
Really nobody. I mean, just different artists, you know, just like myself. Probably
right,
they ain't
right.
Really just, you know, just independent. You know.
Independent.
Yeah.
Okay, that's cool. So you're an independent artist. Now you're not signed with nobody.
No, I'm not signed.
You're just doing your own thing.
Yeah.
Okay, that's what's up. So what inspired you to, because I heard your single is dope. Okay, look what I got. So what inspired that song?
Really, I mean, just everything I have been going through and just my ups and downs just as an artist and just, you know, everyday life. It was just like, you know, what look where I done came from
right,
to now,
right.
You know.
I can understand that. And I seen that you had lost a friend, somebody that was close to you. So did that kind of help as well, inspire?
Yeah. I mean, that really pushed me the extra mile so I could go ahead and, you know, just really drop my music and just take it seriously.
Right. I totally understand that. So do you feel like Atlanta is the new mecca in the hip-hop industry? Like, do you feel like this is...
Yes, I really do. I've been down here my whole life. So, I mean, I done seen all the artists coming up around here. So, I mean, I really do believe it is.
Okay, so if you could work with anybody right now, anybody in the industry right now, who would you work with?
If I could work with anybody.
Anybody.
If I could work with anybody, it would probably be, that's a hard question.
Take your time. I know it's somebody.
I would probably have to say, like, T.I. or somebody.
T.I.?
Yeah.
Okay. So... You know, in the industry, you have to be different. You know what I mean? You got to create your own lane, and you got to go because it's very saturated here. So what do you feel like you bring to the industry that separates you from the rest?
I mean, I feel like I'm bringing good quality music as far as bars, punchlines, metaphors, you know, because honestly, nowadays, you really don't hear that.
Like, right.
In music. So, I mean, I just feel like, you know, I'm just trying to bring that back out, you know.
Okay. So, when do you feel like you fell in love with hip hop? Like, when did you feel it? Like, okay, this is what I want to do with my life. I'm going to go ahead. I'm going to take off with this.
Really, I mean, since I was young, because, I mean, I've really been, you know, making music since I was, like, 10 years old. So, it's just been, like, I've been on and off, you know, just trying to, you know, find out the business aspect and, you know, just everything for myself, you know, just really just independently.
Right. Okay. I get that. So, do you have any visuals out right now? I know I heard the single. The single is dope. So, are you working on visuals? Do you have visuals out already?
Really, I mean, I got a few visuals out, but I mean, I'm trying to work to get this one out there. So, I mean, it's going to be coming up pretty soon. So, I'm working on the EP as well.
Okay, because that was going to be my next question. So, you got the single. Is that a part of a bigger project, like an EP, mixtape, album?
Yeah, it's part of my EP I'm going to drop called Real Rap No Cap.
Okay, that's what's up. So I'm just curious because I'm from Ohio, okay? Yeah. And so I know that you said you moved here when you was three, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so you really didn't get to grow up there. But do you actually keep up with the hip-hop in Ohio? Like, do you follow any artists there?
I mean, I got a couple of artists that I have worked with. Like, I got a video with Gucciano, you know, Free Gucciano. He locked up right now, but, you know, his brother Swerve Divine, Situation Gang, all of them, you know.
Okay. So, do you feel like it's a difference between Ohio music and, you know, overall, like, Atlanta music?
Somewhat, I feel like it is. You know, I feel like they delivery is more different, but they kind of have the same concepts.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, I would say the same thing. So, where do you see yourself in, like, the next year here in Atlanta doing your thing with music? Like, what do you want to accomplish?
Really, I'm just really trying to get it on the radio. You know, trying to book shows. I'm just trying to take it as far as I can take it, honestly.
All right. So, tell everybody where they can find you from on social media and where they can check your music out.
You can check me out on Spotify, iTunes, everything, all the platforms. Follow me on Instagram at Cartier_the_threat, Cartier_the_threat, Threat.
Go ahead and introduce your single.
All right, this your boy Cartier the Threat checking in the building. You already know, look what I got.
They drip like a faucet, I know you ain't loyal. You flipping them crosses, drink lean in the morning, ain't sipping no coffee. Pull up with this stick, let the clip do the talking. Yo, bitch on my dick till that bitch get on me. Hey, you and your feelings about a bitch. All it be me is I'm trying to get. I keep a Dillinger by the fridge. I'm running your house when nobody live. Look what I got from working them pots. Look what I got from working the block. Look what I got, I caught me a watch. Look what I got, I got me a Glock. Look what I got, look what I got. 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 Look what I got from working them pots. Look what I got from working the block. Look what I got, I caught me a watch. Look what I got, I got me a Glock. Look what I got, look what I got. Look what I got, look what I got. Look what I got. What I got, look what I got, look what I got. They say your nigga conceited and selfish. Fuck all these rappers, I eat them for breath. And they stuck at the bottom, won't see no progression. Yo bitch on my dick cause she think that I'm sessing. She call on my phone, I ain't leaving a message. Hit up my line like she need some affection. Hit her the stove cause I need some protection. A nigga as stupid, I teach him a lesson. I'm killing these rappers, they need to arrest me. Yo bitch on my dick when I leave out the exit. Power the tone when I speak, it's a weapon. These niggas look weird when I see them in dresses. You look in the mirror, did you see your reflection?
I carry them Simmons. If you wanna tempt me, you wearing them skinnies like you in the rest. Look what I got from working them pots. Look what I got from working the block. Look what I got, I got me a watch. Look what I got me a Glock. Look what I got, look what I got. 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 Look what I got from working them pots. Look what I got from working the block. Look what I got, I got me a watch. Look what I got, I got me a Glock. Look what I got, look what I got. 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 Try me a juicy potato. Popping your top like a fagel. Hole in the middle, no bagel. Pull up our black down Vegas. Bitch, I'm a ball at the majors. We get the ball at the Patriots. I don't get involved with the hating. I keep a revolver, no safety. I'm cooking the raw in the basement. Lock up your jaw when they taste it. Don't tell what you saw in the statement. Stunt on my dog, he from Haiti. Pull up with a car full of babies. I took a few losses but made it. Yeah, hey.
My check, 1, 2, 1, 2.
Excuse me.
It worked.
Me.
It worked.
All right, y'all, we are back with the Media Pass Show, and I am your girl, Reese. Of course, it's Vibing with Reese, and I want to give a shout-out to all the Fleet DJs that are watching with us. Shout-out to Sean Money. You are always support and LinkedIn on our Facebook page. We are live right now on Facebook, YouTube, IG, live, me, everybody. So make sure you follow Fleet DJs Georgia on all our social media sites. And I just want to thank everybody for coming out to me tonight. Yeah. So, yeah. So now we're getting ready to bring Atlanta's very own American Wheel. Yeah. Hey. That's my intro. Hey. I seen you earlier.
How you doing?
How you doing? Have a seat.
All right.
All right. You hummed a few notes right there. I heard you before we started.
You heard me?
Thought you was slick.
Okay, I was making sure the mic worked. It worked.
It worked. So I want to jump right into it. Can you explain your name, American Wheel?
Definitely. To me, America is a big melting pot of people, diverse people. And that's what my music is. It's very, very diverse. It's not in a box. So,
yeah, you are very diverse. I'm a share something with you. I remember the first time I seen you perform. It had to be like 5 years ago. And
wow, you went back.
Yeah. I took it back because I remember when you came out as a pop artist, and the song was lit and the dancers was lit, and
that's
I was
real.
Like, I remember this guy. So for me to interview you today, I'm like, I still remember him. So you make a very good impression. Your shows are very lit.
Thank you, my sister.
You're welcome, my girl.
Appreciate you. For real.
So just give a little background on yourself as far as your music. Because like you said, we can't put you in a box. You're very, very different. And when it comes to the Atlanta type of, you know, the regular Atlanta genre music. So where did you get your style from?
Of course, studying the greats, like Michael Jackson, everybody studied Mike. Chris Brown, also James Brown. And for me, my style of my music is really, it's me. Mm-hmm. You know, it's a part of me, it's my heart. You know, so it just, whatever's in my heart, whatever I feel, it comes out on wax. And I'm just glad that you guys enjoy it.
Yeah, we do. And you have a new single that's out right now.
I do. It's called Beach Party, produced by Tasha Couture. Tasha, she working.
Hey.
She working.
Tasha
Shout out to
Couture.
Tasha Couture, man.
Shout out to her. So Beach Party, that's like your summer hit. Well, it's going
yeah.
to now. But it don't
yeah.
matter. We party all year long, so it don't matter no way.
Straight up. It's summertime. With. It's summertime somewhere.
That's right. So, any other producers that you're working with right now?
217 for our school side campaign. We got a song called How to Do It, and 217, he produced that one.
Also, Mercy, Young Mercy Beats. He got my first song on my EP, Red, White, and Blue, called Every Day Crazy. Sun Junkies, he's one of Diddy producers. Also, Gastonel Blanco, DJ Pound. They varies. Two Aries. Shout out to everybody.
Working with everybody.
Yeah, we working.
A list full of people. Damn. All right. Work, work, work. So are you doing any shows right now?
Yes. Actually, I have a show tomorrow with P. Brown. She's going to be mad if I get her name wrong.
Shout out to P. Brown.
Shout out to P. Brown. We pulling up Ice Bar, everybody, on live. Everybody in here, y'all, come on. We're going to Ice Bar tomorrow. And it's going to be lit, but that's the next one.
Ice Bar. It'll be lit over there on the south side.
Man. Oh, yeah. Straight up. Shout out to the south side, man.
And you started a lot of dance groups for kids because your music just had the kids so hype. How does that make you feel?
It makes me feel good because this next generation that's coming up, their mindset of thinking, they're very, very creative, mm-hmm. you know. So they can create something out of nothing. Everybody creates something out of nothing, but it's the way you do it. And they do it in a unique way. So, you know, shout out to the youngins.
Yeah, they are. They on a whole nother level because they bypass us.
Yeah.
They ain't even on this planet.
That's good, though. That's evolving. You know, that's making the world better. New minds.
So if you could, let's see, the top, I say five. I always want to make it a hard number.
Okay.
Top five people, dead or alive, anywhere in the world, who would you work with?
Uno, Michael Jackson.
All right.
Dos, Chris Brown.
All right.
Trez, Beyonce.
Hey!
I gotta put the queen in there. Cuatro. Let's go with Kalani.
I like Kalani.
She's
nice.
Dope, y'all.
Yeah.
I rocks with Kalani. She's dope. And Cinco. Cinco. Mm-hmm. Bruno Mars. How can I forget Bruno?
You know what? That's your match.
Bruno.
That's your match.
Yeah, Bruno Mars. Y'all, definitely.
Y'all going to go platinum on the first hit.
I appreciate them blessings. No cap.
Baby, you y'all take that little black, that little hit.
Let's
too.
Do it. I'm ready, baby. Let's do it.
I'm winning.
Let's do it.
So you're born and raised in Atlanta. What side are you from?
I'm from the west side and also the south side. You know, I'm going to explain that.
Don't they call it the SWAT?
The SWAT is, for me, it's kind of like the Southwest, you know, because Clayco Simpson Road, MLK, Cascade, all that. So,
and that's, you know, the West Side is changing a lot.
Definitely. It's a lot of money
how
coming
How do you
in.
Feel about that? Growing up on that side, how do you really feel about the gentrification?
You said education?
Gentrification.
Basically, it's growth from how it first started and what it is now. It's a lot of growth, you know. That's because money coming in the city, you know. So that's why I'm praying the Falcons get it together so we can win this Super Bowl in a new stadium so everybody can get a raise. You did. No cap. But, yeah, I think it's moving in a forward motion, you know.
It is. It's very nice to see, you know, the buildings going up and the Home Depot yard, and it's really changing. I think it's doing a good job. So since we done brought up these Falcons, there is a lot of buzz. They're talking about the halftime show and how they're not trying to include Atlanta's hip-hop. How do you feel about that?
I mean, it's like Atlanta – I won't say Atlanta is hip-hop, but it's a part of the culture, and it's a respect factor. You know, you come to the city, it just show a little respect, you know. Get you some Atlanta rappers, and it's Atlanta artists, I would say, to perform, and not saying that, you know, the other artists haven't did what they do, don't deserve to perform. But, you know, you in the city of Atlanta, New Dome, you know, throw them Migos up there, you feel me?
Let me
see the king, you feel me? Put Guap on there, Guwap. Let me see him do a bird too. You feel me? real talk. So, you know, but it's a business, and that's how they want to run their business. So I'm still going to watch it.
Yeah, yeah. We're going to try to be down there in the mix and in the happenings. And let's put our blessings on it. They're going to go and put a little WAP up there.
Amen.
Little Migos, you know, little Skipper the Flipper. You can put anybody up there. All I care, Outkast.
American Will. You did.
Baby, that's who they need to put up there, American Will, because he's going to give y'all a real halftime show.
So I agree 110%. You ain't got no argument from me.
Okay, babe, so if they want to get in contact with you, anybody want to work with you, do features, book shows, how can they get in contact with you?
I'm here right now. My team is here right now. Also, Instagram, that's one of the best tools, you know, just... And oneamericanwheel.com. Shout out to Michelle Reese, manager, CEO of Music INC. Oneamericanwheel.com, you know, hit me. I'm willing to work with everybody who is doing something. Like the other artist said, you gotta be doing something. Okay. But let's work, y'all. We all trying to come up, you know. Let's get it bad.
And you had serenaded me earlier. Y'all are special like I am. But, let's go ahead and go ahead, because we weren't rolling. We weren't live then. So go ahead and get him a snippet of you live. Oh, and I'm just going to sit right here.
You going to sit right there?
I'm going to sit right here and get my pose on. I'm ready.
Your Highness, I got something I want to tell you. See this invitation to my castle tonight. Pretty lady with your heels on. You got the ones that I really like. Really like, yeah.
Red, white, and blue, y'all. Go check that out.
I had to take a sip of my drink. You did that, and you are very talented, Will.
Thank you, my sister.
You are so welcome, baby. And you can come back and sit and kick it with the Fleet DJs anytime, so you know you are family.
We live.
Yeah, go ahead and introduce your single.
This is my new single. It's called Beach Party. Produced by Tasha Couture. I want to say shout out to all the DJs. Shout out to the Fleet DJs. DJ Samoa, one of the hardest working DJs in the game. Thank y'all so much. Beach Party, produced by Tasha Couture, oneamericanwheel.com, Instagram, American Wheel, Red, White, and Blue, Apple Music, Spotify, all musical outlets. You did.
Let's get it.
Fleet DJ.
American Wheel, y'all.
Fuck it up.
Do you wanna come to my beach party? Do you wanna come to my beach party?
I know you wanna come to the party. I promise you'll have fun in my beach party.
Do you wanna come to my beach party? Do you wanna come to my beach party?
I know you wanna come to the party. You'll have fun at my beach party.
Do you wanna come to my beach party? We got liquor by the bottles, come and get it. We got a whole lot of models in bikinis. They wanna surfboard just like Beyonce. On a Santa Monica in LA.
And I got your girl on the leash. She wanna party with me. We gon' live on the beach. Yeah, just me and my team. Letting go, living free. To the sky when we reach. Going up like gas prices, but we never on it. No, no, no. I can't go back to being broke. Yeah, that's a fact. That's what I know. If you invited, be ready for a show. Cause you know how we do it. Pull out your camera phone. I'm the director of this movie. So shorty, can you take it slow in a two-piece? I see the look up in her eyes, she wanna party. Come on, do you wanna come to my beach party? Do you wanna come to my beach party?
I know you wanna come to the party. I promise you'll have fun in my beach party.
Do you wanna come to my beach party? Do you wanna come to my beach party?
I know you wanna come to the party.
how big it is, yeah. So meet me backstage and have your way with me, baby. Yeah, yeah. I dive in that ocean, baby. I know you like it when I get to stroke you, baby. Yeah, we rock the boat. I'm from the south side, but shorty from the west coast. I lean to the left, I lean to the right, I lean to the left, I lean to the right. No, you can't do it like me. No, you can't do it like me. I lean to the left, I lean to the right, I lean to the left, I lean to the right. And if you came to party, turn up on this beach. Do you wanna come to my beach party? Do you wanna come to my beach party? I know you wanna come to the party. I promise you I'll find in my beach party. Do you wanna come to my beach party? Do you wanna come to my beach party? I know you wanna come to the party. Promise you'll have fun at my beach party.
Welcome back. We're back on the episode 8 of Fleet DJ's Media Pass. If you haven't done so already, make sure you check us out on all social media at Fleet DJ's Georgia. I'm Fleet Model Rashida. If you haven't known me or haven't seen me, hey y'all. Thank you for checking out with us and rocking with us tonight for the episode 8. Y'all ready? So coming to the stage, none other than, and certainly last but not least, born in Brooklyn, raised in Harlem, hanging out here in the city of Atlanta, Georgia. C-Town, make
what's
some
up,
noise.
What's up?
How you doing?
I'm good.
Good, good, good. So I was reading your bio earlier. I was being a stalker, okay? So I feel like we're family a little bit because when I first moved down here, I would tell people, they'd be like, oh, where are you from? Like Buffalo, New York. Oh, you from New York? I'm like, no, not New York City. I'm from Buffalo, 8 hours that way. All right. So you from the city? The real city, right?
The real city.
Okay. No, because people would be like, yo, B, son, and I'm like, we
I'm
do
in Florida
not
now.
Talk like
I moved,
that.
I
you moved.
South.
You went
yeah.
south? Oh, okay. All right. So tell us about that move.
The move was good.
Move was good.
Yeah, it kind of helped out with the music.
That's what's up. All right, so I saw that you refer to yourself as the LeBron James of hip hop. What can we expect? What can we expect?
Much different than what's going on right now.
Yeah, I hear that.
Moving south, I kind of switched up what I was doing in New York.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So I came up with something called Trapper York. So it's kind of like the South shit with New York and
Trap New York. Trap New York. Now that's different. We got to hashtag that. I'm gonna be on the lookout for Trap New York. That is dope. So, and then again, I'm gonna keep on bringing up the fact that you're from New York because I feel like we can connect here. Okay. Yeah. So it looks like you collabed with a couple artists, right?
Yeah, I broke.
So one being from Black Rob. Now, if I'm thinking the correct one, it's Black Rob. Like, whoa.
From Bad Boy.
Whoa, from Bad Boy. So you know he's from Buffalo, right?
Yeah.
Okay, I had to let that be known. All right. Okay. So you've worked with a wide array of people.
Yeah.
And who else do you want to work with? Because I've checked you out. I read your resume, and I'm like, yee.
I would work with T.I.
Some heavy hitters.
Jeezy.
Yeah.
Ross.
Okay.
Chris Brown.
Okay.
Couple.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, any new music? Any new music?
I have a single out now called Add It Up.
Add It Up. I heard that. I heard that. Y'all heard Add It Up yet? We got that? We gonna hear it a little later? Okay, I'm excited now. Okay, because I was blasting up the way to work. You know, I'm adding it up. I was feeling that, for real. It's 8:30 in the morning. I'm in traffic like, okay.
What I want you to do.
Yes.
You gotta do that.
Yes, so you were raised in Harlem.
Born in Brooklyn, raised
born
in Harlem.
Born in Brooklyn, raised in Harlem. So what was that like? What are the influences like? Because I have this this crazy imagination about people from the actual city who are in hip-hop and in music, and I just have this wild respect for y'all. So what was that like? What were your influences?
It was more hands-on. Where,
oh, I believe that.
even switching from Brooklyn to Harlem, it was Harlem is more fast-paced.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Brooklyn is more, you know, laid-back. Harlem more flashy, more flamboyant.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So, I'm getting a history lesson. I am. We ain't like that
I
in
mean,
Buffalo.
Even transforming to Florida is totally different.
So I'm curious now, what's the music scene like in Florida? Because I hear Florida
You're
automatically.
You looking at it.
I hear that. No. I hear that. Give this man a round of applause for that. That wasn't no jab. He for real. We looking at it right now, for sure.
That's why I said Trap New York.
Trap New York. All right. So let everyone know where they can find you on social media.
You can find me on Twitter at CTownLV, on Instagram at TheReal_CTown. Royal Trap Music page at Royal Trap Music. We about to do the website in a couple of days, so we just working. I got a single out now on all music platforms, and we about to shoot the video in another week, so we just grinding. Like, I just came from North Carolina, Miami. I left Miami and came here. And now we about to go back to North Carolina.
Yo, you moving. You moving. So you a force to be reckoned with, I imagine. That is...
Grind, no sleep.
Grind, no sleep. I hear that. No days off. I am rocking with it, C-Town. So, I thought you were saying something. I'm sorry.
Nah, go ahead.
So, you've been busy. So, do you ever get tired? Like, what is your...
I sleep when I'm dead. Closed mouth don't... Sleep when you're dead. Closed mouth don't get fed.
All right. You dropping some gems. What is it? I hear that. You hear that? You dropping some gems. I hope y'all paying attention.
You got to go hard.
You
look,
have to. And we live.
If wherever you at, it's five of me somewhere else. So I can't let nobody beat me to the punch.
I hear that.
At all.
Gotta do it. Gotta do it. So with that mindset, I'm quite sure you have quite a few people looking up to you. So what would be your best advice to them? Wanting to get into this industry.
I would say believe in yourself.
Uh-huh.
If you believe it, achieve it, become it.
Right.
Never let no one distract you. If music is something you want to do, go full blast with it. Whether it's basketball, NFL, go hard. Because nobody knock on your door and say, here go $1 million. You got to go get it.
You know? That's word. That's love right there. So I feel like this is going to be a conversation because earlier I'm like, oh, we family. We family. I feel this right here. Y'all don't feel that? This is family.
You know, my cousin
right
part of the fleet.
Oh, DJ Skinny.
DJ
yes,
Skinny.
Yes. Shout out to DJ Skinny. Yes. Yeah, DJ Skinny. This is cousin right here. We family. Yes. This one big family reunion up here. Uh-huh. Right. Shout out to DJ Skinny.
Yeah. He started me with the music.
Oh, what? Oh, let's talk about that then.
Him
all right,
and, him and I got, my uncle is Dane G. Chains Williams.
I'm sorry.
James D. Train Williams from the 80s.
Oh, what? Wait a minute. So you grew up with all
with
of this
music.
Influence. Yeah, yeah. Talk about that, because I feel like I didn't ask you about... I feel like I did, but
Skinny
I
started me with the music, though.
Okay, he started
you
with
started
the music.
He started me
with
the music.
So run us through that. How did this start?
Skinny older than me, so, you know, I fought Skinny at young with turntables.
Uh-huh.
You know, like, growing up back then, and I'm watching him, if you had Technique 1200s, your mother had a job. You know what I'm saying?
What?
You know what I'm saying? You had Technique 1200s, Gemini mixer. Like your mother worked. You know what I'm saying? You had, you know. And he used to just sit there and play records and, you know, back and forth on his Grandmaster Flash shit before I even knew who Grandmaster Flash was. You know what I'm saying? And I just started with, like, little freestyles and stuff like that, and I just stuck to it. I was doing it, like, the age of, like, 7, 8.
Seven, that is love. You know what? Again, shout out to DJ Skinny, because I completely...
Shout out to Skinny.
What? Yes, shout out to Skinny. Check you out.
Skinny used to stay on my back, too. Shout out to Skinny.
That's what's up. So anything else you want to let us in on that I didn't ask you?
I got a mean album.
You got let's talk about that.
I got a mean album.
What can we expect from your album? Where can we find it?
I'm planning on when to drop it.
Okay.
Because, you know, you got to separate it from all the other shit.
Oh, I hear that.
Yeah, so I'm planning on when to drop it. The gimmick, I'm going to come up with it.
Okay.
How I'm going to drop it, but okay. It's serious.
So it already has a name. What can we look for?
It's called 868. 868 is actually the building I grew up in.
Okay.
So it's called 868. So it takes you through when I started with rap and just how I grew up.
Yeah, 868. So we're going to be on the lookout for that. Now, it's added up. That single is going to be on there.
That song
going to be on there?
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to it. So if the rest of the album is anything like that, you can bet
on it. It's crazy.
Yes.
My manager in the building, too. That's my manager right there, Lorenzo.
Amen.
He'll tell you, I'm a workaholic.
I can see that.
I do five records a day. Like, yeah.
I can see that. Y'all look like y'all was conducting business when I was going to introduce myself. I felt like I was in a,
You good.
Hey, I'm Rashida. All right, how you doing?
and I want to say, too, to a lot of the artists that's coming up, y'all got to get with Fleet. Stop thinking these big dudes that's on these radios is going to do everything for you, man. Fleet, do it. Like, we put out a record a couple of months back called Feeling Like I'm Diddy. And Fleet took it to a whole nother, like, people was calling me Mr. Feeling Like I'm Diddy. I'm like, whoa, don't do that. Like I ain't want to be a part of the record, but we just threw it out. But,
yeah.
Like, Fleet move. They break, y'all break records. Like, is Fleet is dope. Like, if you don't mess with Fleet, you better start messing with him. You know what I'm saying? You have it. To.
Fleet DJ.
You heard it here first. All right, we want to thank you for coming out, C-Town.
I thank y'all
this
for having me.
This is family right now. We getting ready to hear Add It Up. I want to thank you all for tuning in with us for tonight. Fleet DJ's Media Pass episode 8. I'm Fleet Model Rashida. Thank you for checking in with us. This is C-Town.
Check me out. Add It Up. New single
Add
out.
Add It Up.
Fleet DJ.
Yep.
DJ. Get the bag, nigga. That's why you mad, nigga. Hate on the swag, nigga. All I do laugh, nigga. I do not brag, nigga. You do the math, nigga. I'm self-paid, you can add it up. You do the math. I get the bag, nigga. That's why you mad, nigga. Hate on the swag, nigga. All I do laugh, nigga. I do not brag, nigga. You do the math, nigga. I'm about to cash, nigga. I'm talking big bag, nigga. That why you mad, nigga. Nigga, you sad, nigga. Mike Tice with the jab, nigga. Told him breathe like fab, nigga. Old black jag, nigga. Custom rags, nigga. My bitch that bad, nigga. You see the pad, nigga. Know this ain't brag, nigga. Know this a fact, nigga. Might blow a bag, nigga. I know why you mad, nigga. Checking my dab, nigga. That swing too bad. I get the bag, nigga. That why you mad, nigga. Ain't on the swag, nigga. All I do laugh, nigga. I do not brag, nigga. You do the math, nigga. I'm self-paid, you can add it up. You do the math, nigga. I get the bag, nigga. That why you mad, nigga. Ain't on the swag, nigga.